let's find out about how the Alpine Rally will be affected by that, because the oldest motorsport event in Australia, the Alpine Rally, is planned for this weekend, and it's had to cancel its final stage on Sunday because of the fires, still going ahead with the Friday and the Saturday stages, because the Sunday stage was planned to be run around Bruthen. James Nixon is a spokesman for the rally. Good morning.
G'day, Jono. How's it going?
Very well. So what will happen this weekend now?
Well, it's all going ahead, which is fantastic. But some of our crews were stuck with the Great Alpine Way being closed. They're coming down from all over Australia. We've got someone from New Zealand and also one from America. And some of the cars were coming down the Great Alpine Way, so they had to stop and wait for that to be opened again. It's all going ahead. It starts at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon down at Lakes Entrance at the Rotunda, where Tim Bull's going to flag away the cars. Then it's a big spectacular on Bairnsdale at the Speedway on Friday night. Starts about 5:30. That's free for everyone from Bairnsdale to come and look at rallying. And we're going to turn the Speedway into part of the rally special stage. So it'll be quite spectacular. We're running all around Friday. We're losing one section on Friday because of the bushfire area up at Bruthen. We are running it on Saturday, which goes pretty much from Lakes Entrance out to Orbost, Cairn River Way. And so we're not losing anything for Saturday. But the rally is now finishing on Saturday evening at about 6 o'clock. And Sunday, which was to be all based around Bruthen, is going to be a sort of a family local day. We're going to have a community day in Lakes Entrance and get to meet a lot of the locals.
Oh, well, that's really good, because I imagine you would have some locals saying, look, we still want you to come. We need the business. We need your custom. But then others might be saying, oh, this is a bushfire area. This is an emergency area. Just kind of stay away. So have you been able to keep everyone happy?
Yes, we've been working very closely with the organisations to help and the others to talk about this, the dangers of it all. And, of course, we have to keep away from any chance of bushfire, and we can't go anywhere near the roads being used by the fire trucks. The fire trucks also, a lot of the areas where the fire's gone through, the damage caused by the big fire trucks on the roads means that they're impassable for us to use.
Mm. So the other thing is trees, because as soon as a tree comes down on a road and you've got a rally car hammering around a corner and the tree's on the road, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
It sure is. So we're going nowhere near the active fires or the burned areas either, and that's organised by the professionals to make sure that the rally has no effect. But there is $3 million worth of business that we bring to the area. And the good part about rallyists is we understand that the locals, you know, unless we get the locals behind us, none of us go rallying. And this is the largest motorsport event in Australia and the longest running. And we've only got this far by having a close relationship with the organisations and the people in the regions. So that's why everyone's sticking around. They've already booked their hotel and motel rooms for the weekend. And so everyone's sticking around. We're having a big party on Sunday lunch and sticking around in the area to make sure that we give the money to the people who have been supporting us for so many years.
Yeah, that's great because people in Bruthen might be worried that they would miss out on the Sunday with that Sunday leg kind of cancelled. But but they might actually get more money spent there.
Well, they do. In fact, we're having a lot of us going there for dinner tonight at the pub. Bruthen is open for business, everybody. Get to Bruthen. You know, don't keep away because you think it's closed.
Yeah.
We are short, even though there's a shortage of beer, they tell me, because the CFA boys have been there. they tell me that we're all going there for dinner tonight, and already some of the rally photographers have been to the pie shop yesterday, and on Alpine Rally, just follow that on social media, on Twitter or on Facebook, you'll see the photos of all the vanilla slices and pies we've been buying. Don't worry, we are supporting Bruthen, and we love Bruthen, and we're going to spend a bit of money there tonight.
Oh, good on you, James. Thank you for having a chat with us. James Nixon, spokesman for the Alpine Rally. They've been able to make sure that goes ahead this weekend. They've just kind of cancelled the Sunday stage. They're still going to be hanging around Bruthen spending money, which is a good thing. 13 to 9.
On your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Gippsland.